It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
So, Ben, does anybody ever tell you that you look like a famous celebrity or anything?
All the time.
Oh, all the time.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just because of like my beard and my hair and, you know, like my eyes and everything. But, you know, it's stupid. It's stupid who people say I look like. They say I look like 90s John Stamos.
What? Okay?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Should I propose right now?
I don't know. It's weird that they say that. I don't see it. But everyone says I look like Uncle Jesse. They say, "You, where's your hog?" And I say,
wow.
I say, I don't ride a hog. I have a car.
I'm going to get down on one knee right now.
Okay. Does anyone say you look like someone famous?
Well, you know, I don't really know his name. Maybe he's been in like a few movies. JLO's husband.
Oh,
JLO, right. That guy.
Matt Damon.
No, maybe that's his name. He's from Boston. He was Batman. Some people think he's hot. I don't know.
It's definitely Matt Damon.
I think it's Ben Affleck.
Oh, wow.
Yes, but I look just like him. I think it's some people think, but you know.
Wow, the guy from Geely.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's turkey time. Gobble, that gobble.
That's hot.
It's that's very hot. Yeah, very yeah. Cool. Wow.
Mm. I'd love to go to Dunkin' with you.
Let's go. Hey, we can get out of here whenever you want. I'm going to leave here and go find Matt and Amber. I'm just going to go.
Anytime we can leave.
If they can quit the show so easily, we should be able to quit the podcast.
We talked about this last episode. Don't tempt me. Do not tempt me.
I think Love is Blind should be a prison. They shouldn't be able to quit. I thought that they had it locked down there.
In a way, isn't it a prison?
Well, I thought it was. Why are they?
Listen, limited meals.
Well, I thought it
not
was.
Not much outdoor time.
And now they're just able to go? I think they should show them try to leave and they hit like an invisible wall. You yes. know, like an electric fence, you know, and then they're like
in cabin in the woods or something.
Like yeah, that. Exactly. Yeah. They're like, oh, my God, it's a simulation or something like that. I think yeah, that would be very cool.
That's neat. I like that.
Yes.
Well, you've got quite the imagination, Max.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm just hopeful.
That's
you know?
Very Ben Affleck of you.
That's what they say. I don't see it, of course.
No. But everyone else does.
Oh, everyone sees it all the time, you know? So, Ben, I just want to welcome everybody to another episode of Reality Alert. I'm Max Geiser. This is Ben Overzet, and we are live on YouTube. We are live on Twitch. We are live on Twitter. And now, for the first time in Reality Alert history, we are live on Instagram. Actually, I think yes. we did this before like a little bit, but now it's like super official.
And
official.
A special hello to all of you watching on the Vision Pro while yes. driving or while at the park.
So
we're happy
cool.
to be here in your eyes.
Yes. Pretty soon we're going to have Vision Pros. It's going to be super sick.
Right. Exactly.
And the only way we can do that is if you subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/reality.
We're saving up.
We're saving up
for the Patreon
at Reality Alert. And you're going to want to because it's only $5 a month at the base level. And when you do, you will get our bonus episodes of Love Center when we recap the hottest and most serious moments and funniest moments of the week. We go through what's happening in Love is Blind universe on social media. And we forecast what we think is going to happen in the rest of the week. So you got to come join us at patreon.com/reality alert. And remember to leave us a voicemail this week at 1-804-BAD-BOYS. So we can talk about us next week. That's 1-804-BAD-BOYS. Ben, the voicemails have already been coming in. Very exciting.
Very exciting. So yeah. Send in your comments. your questions, if you have relationship questions or want to talk about a specific thing that you saw in Love is Blind that we haven't addressed on the show, anything and everything, we want to hear from you.
Yes, and don't forget to join us in these lives. It's going to be really fun stuff, so we're very excited.
We can see comments from Instagram. We can see comments from everywhere, so do not be shy.
Yes. Well, shall we start recapping these episodes? Ben, what do you think overall about what is happening? The vibe, the quality, the content? What? How are you feeling?
The love triangle stuff is fun to a certain degree. Overall, these last two episodes, few couples in there, pretty boring, if I'm being honest.
Where are the fun people? Everything is just sad. I don't need this.
There is a lot of sad stuff.
Yeah, were they just like, this is the sad season? It's reality TV. Yeah.
Trauma dumping this season.
Yeah, I don't need this. This isn't why I escape to reality TV to watch a bunch of boring people have serious conversations.
Yeah. I escape to watch them get drunk and fight.
That's empathize and I feel bad for them and I recognize their trauma, but I think, you know, they could do this privately, not on TV, where I just watch them have boring conversations about what their ideal day would be. And then they talk about their trauma. Like, this is boring.
Yeah. Reality TV died with Jerry Springer. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just say it like it is.
It's just sad. Well, let's get into it. We get to the men's quarters. Johnny is playing himself in chess. That's really a good representation of the action of this season. People playing chess with themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a Jersey thing.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's what we do. We sit in the park and play chess by ourselves while listening to Bruce Springsteen. Trevor says he's going to go... Trevor, you know, we all know Trevor. He's one of the main characters of the season. Muscular guy, if you remember.
Big boy.
And Jeremy, who we just meet. That's because I actually forgot who Trevor was for a second. I was going to make a joke about him not. But then I remembered, oh, yeah, he actually is one of the main characters of the season. Just outing myself there. It's been a long day, Ben. It's been a long day. They're talking about how Matt is secretive and they try to out who he's talking to. And Matt's like, that's not the point of this. Don't out who I'm talking to, because then he knows, you know, the jig is up.
Yeah. No one can see my survey results.
I know. No one can see how two-timing I am. So we meet Jeremy. He says that he's a big personality. Do you think Jeremy is a big personality?
No, not at all.
Maybe he's medium
sized.
All right. Maybe. Do you know the expression when somebody is like a blank 10 and like a New York 7 or something? Do you know that expression?
No.
Okay, it's like you move to some place with like a bunch of models, and then like you move to Soho or something where all the models live, and so then you're lower, but then you move like outside of the city and then you're hot. Maybe in Charlotte he has a big personality, but then if he moved to somewhere else, you know, he doesn't
that
have
that East Coast elitism hasn't gone.
I know, I was like,
you moved out west, huh, Max?
Yeah, so you never heard that expression. You lived in New York. You never...
I try and stay away from people who talk like that for the most part. So, yeah, no, I've never heard that expression.
You lived here for 8 years.
Yeah, in New York. I tried to stay away.
Well,
I stay grounded, you know?
Somebody told him he had a
I don't like to rank people's looks. Not a very good look.
Speaking of our next segment, let's rank the looks of everybody on the show.
Okay, let's do it.
Starting with with lips, butts, and stuff.
Yes. The big three.
The big three. Jeremy talks with Laura, and this is where he incorrectly guesses that she is Sarah. Now, based on what all of the other guys have been doing, I thought that he did this intentionally and was negging her.
isn't that what all the guys have been doing? Nagging?
Or yeah, so I thought that he intentionally did this, but then it seemed like he didn't. But I still think he intentionally.
The way I read it was he didn't. Like, he wasn't, like, nagging her, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah. I initially thought that he was nagging her, and then I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, I don't think so. Yeah. Not from my point of view. It didn't seem like it.
And then they both diagnosed themselves with OCD because he has a huge neck and they both like to clean.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Look, guys, it's our jobs to diagnose people, okay? We are the armchair psychologists here, okay?
He's like a giraffe butler.
Yeah. I think they have
big neck and likes to clean.
Yes. I'm going to diagnose these people with BPD, Ben, boring person disorder, because they bore me to death.
No, dude, he's not boring, dude. He has two robot vacuums.
Yeah, he has and two robots.
Those two robot vacuums both have Vision Pros.
So we go to the women's quarters, and she's very upset about the wrong name thing. You know, I don't think the negging is working. But Jeremy talks to Sarah Ann, and you know, we hear their plans about their date night. Super boring. Going to the brewery is super boring. He says,
what would be not super boring in terms of their potential life together?
I don't know. If he was like, what if we went to outer space? That would be fun, Ben.
See, that is sick.
You're
not wrong. That's really so dope.
Man, if he was like, what if we saved up enough money and we went into SpaceX or something?
What if we took the Titan down to see the Titanic?
What if they had like it was like Lydia and Milton talking was more interesting this about rocks because it was fucking hilarious. Yeah. Like, yeah. It was so boring.
But to be fair, like, rocks are cool.
It was so nerdy. It was funny. You know, it's like interesting people with weird jobs. Like,
speaking of rocks, I got to say, you know, I don't think this, but a lot of people think that I look like The Rock. just based on my hair.
I'm not sure if I've ever said that to you, but I do. I think about it all the time. Yeah. I just thought it was so obvious.
Yes.
But I should speak my mind more often. I don't normally do that. I don't share my opinions. So I really should start speaking my mind. I need to do that.
Please.
Yes.
You're literally one of the least opinionated people I've ever met.
Yeah, I've never shared my opinion before.
Never.
He talks about who would move in with who. And I found this very interesting. So he could bring up that he has a 4-bedroom home.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, that makes sense because I have an apartment. But then Jeremy reveals that he's renting this 4-bedroom home.
Yes.
Why is he renting a 4-bedroom home? Is that so each of the Roombas can have their own room?
Yes. You called it.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.
You got to move in with me.
They each have a Vision Pro. They each have their own room, their own bed.
You got to move in with me. I have my own house.
He loves his little cumes.
That's what I rent.
He calls them. He calls them his little cumes.
My little cumes. You got to move in with me.
So stupid. No, he said he's saving. He's renting now because he doesn't want to own a house until he has a bride to share it with.
Then why is he wasting money renting a 4-bedroom home when he's single?
I don't know. It's tough being a single parent to two cumes.
Where are the bodies buried? What is in that house? Red flag. As if being a man on the show wasn't enough, you know? Johnny and Amy. Dude, we learned that Amy is a few months older than Johnny. Isn't that crazy?
That's nuts, dude.
That is nuts.
It's like, dude, it's like the universe is saying something to them.
Twist of the season. These two, I am falling in love all over again with them every time they pop up on my screen.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And then he wants to shoot hoops, but then she has an even better, more thrilling idea. What if we had more icebreaker question games?
I mean, this date just got spicy.
This gets really spicy.
Things are getting hot. It's not to quote Nancy here, but it's hot in here. So hot, we're going to need some icebreakers.
My ovaries are dancing.
So we do get a little bit more about her brother, which makes her saying that that he's her person a little right. More, yeah. A little more context.
This yeah, a little more nice. Context to that. That was nice. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So it's a little more, everything makes a little more sense. Mm-hmm. What stood out to me here was just Johnny's honesty of being like, you know, 2 weeks ago, I would have just wrote you off, but thanks to this experiment, I have decided not to. Okay, good night.
I kind of thought you were just basic and boring.
No, but he's also like, you know, this whole you having a brother thing that you might have to take care of. You know, 2 weeks ago, I would have said too much. But now that we're on TV,
yeah,
I would look really bad if I wrote you off.
Absolutely.
So let's go for it.
There's a lot of that sort of television self-awareness in this episode, because we get that a lot from Matthew, too.
Well, Matt has all of America behind him, and we are. Ooh,
yeah.
Oh, I should have downloaded some national anthem stuff. We're Matt's army. We're all behind him.
He can borrow our rascal army.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Heading over to the... Mal... Rattle said, glad to have you back, rascals. We're glad to be back. Thank you, Mal. We're in the women's quarters. An AD is talking to Alejandra, and she says I'm not believing a word any of these men's mouths. She's mad, and she explains the whole Chelsea situation, but she hasn't talked to Chelsea yet. And then she starts talking about Clay, and I'm like, AD, you're still into Clay? I'm not surprised.
Did you mean Chelsea or did you mean Amber? You meant Amber, I think.
Amber, I said Chelsea. Sorry. It's hard. there's a lot going
on. There's so many love triangles. It's hard.
Dude, it's a love star.
Yes, it is a love star.
A lot of notes, a lot going on. Anyway, AD's also still into Clay. And I did like this little line from her.
That's a red flag for me, but I'm such a fix-a-ho.
She wants to fix Clay.
Yes, yes. This is the age old thing where people think they can fix someone else in a relationship. It's a project, right? Where yes. people like to have a little project to work on.
So when she's saying I'm such a fix a hoe, she's saying she wants to fix him because he's a hoe.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
really good because yeah. If we can get him to like Mexico, or I think last time I went to California, or like wherever they go,
yeah,
that would be really great because he's gonna be a hoe.
Malibu,
wherever they go,
Santa Monica.
He will not be able to control his ego, he will not be able to control how suave he is.
Like, he's already suave,
he's so suave. His ego, he can't control it, you know. And he's going to be hitting on everyone, and she's going to be trying to fix him. The drama will be off the charts. AD yeah. is serving.
Love it.
Yes.
Always.
AD goes and talks to Matt and calls him out on hearing the same thing. And he's like, oh, you're talking about Amber. He kind of owns it, but he twists it because he's very clever. And says
very manipulative, right?
I was yeah, like, wow, yeah. He's,
you really flipped that fast.
I'm really sad that he's gone. he denied. Oh,
you know damn well he ain't gone.
Yeah, he better come back.
A character like that? Are you kidding me? He'll be back.
A character,
and at the very least, he'll be on Perfect Match.
Oh my god, a character.
Could you imagine him on Perfect Match? Oh.
He'd be amazing. A character with all of America behind him. He has to come back.
Duh.
Matt, he twists. He does the whole fucking thing. He says he keeps thinking about you. And he's like, I know you want that moment, that the show where we propose and we walk through the doors and the cameras. And it's like, wow, people don't usually reference the show. I know you were allowed to.
He does it a lot.
Yeah.
Production had maybe like ended up having to make a decision. like he's doing it so much. I say we just put some of it in.
Yeah.
Cause he's doing it all the time. Like even when he first, I think in the first episode, he even mentioned when he first talked to AD, he was like, I'm not here to be a C-list celebrity. So there you have like, it's that level of like self-awareness on the show that feels like sort of weird, you know, but then he's like, then he sort of flips it. Like, I'm not here to be a C-list celebrity, but then he's like, America loves me.
Yeah.
It's like, you're contradicting yourself a little here, dude.
Yeah. Whenever somebody says something on the show, just assume the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alex Lake, our good friend Alex Lake from Circle Season 1 says, going on Love is Blind just to get a spot on Perfect Match seems like a good move.
It is a smart move.
Yes, it's like how people used to go on The Real World or other feeder shows for the challenge just to get on the challenge. So yes, getting on a primary Netflix show will now be just to get on Perfect Match, the most popular Netflix show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Matt says he's making his decision tomorrow because he's in control.
Yeah. He will be the decider.
Yes. Clay and AD. Clay apologizes. He said he manifested this persona because he was a nerd earlier. He's apologizing for, of course, asking for her specs, asking for how big her lips are on a scale of small to big.
Yes. Fish to human.
Yes. Well, they're playing mini golf, and when she opens up about Matt, Clay does not like this.
Matt, or even Matthew.
Oh, my fucking God. Oh, my fucking God.
Oh, my fucking God. Matthew, he totally changes my fucking voice.
Chucked his putter across the room.
Yeah. Matthew. This shakes him to his core.
I mean, it is Matthew.
Yeah, I know.
Like, let's be fair here. Like, of all the guys, Matthew?
Is
the one you like?
Yeah.
What's that thing about me that you like?
What is wrong with me?
That's probably where the anger is coming from.
Yeah.
He's angry at himself for apparently having similar traits to Matthew.
So you're okay with anger?
why would you do that?
We forgive you, Clay.
Yes, I'm always okay with yelling and anger.
Well, at least it was a little bit of spice here, you know?
It was good. Yeah. I liked him very speed walking around the couches.
Carrying the golf club, swinging around.
Hey, that's some good drama.
I wanted him to break the golf club.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God.
What is that voice?
Oh my fucking God.
I need a Coors Light.
Yeah, it's the Coors Light accent.
What is this, a North Carolina thing doing the weird?
I need a fucking sunset and a Coors Light. Oh
good
my fucking
cold
God.
Coors Light.
Oh my God, I need a Coors Light. He says he can't control his ego. It's his ego. He needs to access his id. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They should start doing like ayahuasca ceremonies in the pods. That way, like, these people can really get deep down with their therapy and, you know, figure their shit out.
Yeah. When I said I need a twist, that's what I needed. I need them to be dripping balls in the pods.
Yeah. Vomiting everywhere. They've got their buckets with them. Yeah.
All right, we get to the women's quarters, and AD is crying, and it's like, all the men I talked to today are making me cry, and yeah, they're trash. You should not accept any proposals, but you will, and we thank you for it.
No, she's here for the experiment because she's seen it work before.
Yes,
she's seen it work.
Yeah, people are having.
She just wants that Calvin Klein shoot. Okay. She wants that underwear shoot so bad.
Yes, they posted a new one. It's so beautiful.
Oh, it's so hot.
It is so.
It's so hot in here.
Yes. And Amber and her finally start to talk, but it still starts off coy. Like, I was still like, are they actually going to, you know, really hash it out? I was a little concerned.
Yeah, but it was a little awkward considering AD had never brought it up before, but then she just sort of casually drops it with Amber there.
Yeah, Amber seems really ready to go into battle, though.
What the actual fuck is wrong with men?
This is it. This is it.
I'm gonna live out my worst fears. Slay.
I was like, is she gonna break through the wall and like,
yeah, she's gonna
him?
Kill. Yeah.
I'm gonna live out my worst fears. Slay.
It just that's like a Hans Zimmer sort of soundtrack behind her too. That's crazy.
Isn't it weird that we never see? Do we ever see Amber talk to Matt? Do we ever see them?
Never once. We haven't seen a single clip.
Why not? What's happening?
I don't know.
It's suspicious, right?
It's a little weird. Yeah.
Did something happen?
Maybe she's the producer.
I just don't understand why we would never see something from Amber and Matt. I don't understand why she would have this kind of thing and then we wouldn't see like a confrontation. That just seems, I don't know. It's very odd. The whole thing is very odd.
Yeah. Maybe they're only doing icebreaker questions in there with each other.
I'm sad that my journal theory didn't work out because they showed that journal.
I know. Yet another conspiracy theory of Max's that plummets.
Dude, they focused on... Why would they include that journal shot? They wanted me to theorize.
Yeah. It's the editor in you, Max. That's what it is.
I know. Though that editor included an Easter egg for me. So they continue to talk, and yeah, that is when she says,
"What the actual fuck is wrong with men?"
A lot. There's a lot wrong with us. We could do a series. Maybe we could just listen. Yeah. We have over 250 episodes. Just listen to all.
Yeah, just go listen through our catalog, and you'll find out.
You know, if you go to patreon.com/realityalert, there's even more about how what's wrong with men.
Yeah, give us $5 and you'll find out what's wrong with men.
This is a pure example of the proof is in the pudding, am I right?
Just a taste. This is just a taste.
Don't worry, Ben. We meet Brittany and Kenneth. They have a very sad and weird conversation. So I don't really that they both love God. They had parents pass away. Brittany says the outside world sees her as an alpha male, but she wants to be led.
I see. Okay.
I don't even know how to
So she's a sub and she wants a dom.
Yeah. But everybody sees her as a dom, you know? So it's very hard for her.
That's tough.
She's not, what is it when you're both? You're like a switch or like a verse. What is it? I don't know.
Something like that. But this couple here, Brittany and Kenneth, they are aggressively normal and it bothers me. I don't like it.
They're going to keep having babies until they have twins though. Okay. They're going to make it happen.
They got to get those twins.
Now you're going to have twins.
Is it going to be okay if it's fraternal twins? Do they have to have identical?
And if it's triplets or quadruplets or whatever? No.
Yeah.
It has to be twins.
They end up with octuplets and they're still like, no, this isn't good.
No.
Twins.
Yes.
Because they want their kids to be in a double mint gum commercial. That's what it is.
Amy and Johnny, he tells her he loves her at sushi. Yeah.
They're boring. They're boring me.
They're boring. Snooze. I listened to my favorite podcast today. All he did was talk about how my favorite show is boring.
See, Kim says I love Brittany and Kenneth. I agree. They're charming people. They're giving us nothing.
That's why they came into the show late and when they had like three scenes.
It's like Brett and Tiffany all over again. It's like, yeah, these people seem like they're normal people.
I think it's not.
It bothers me.
They're very young. I don't know if it's really going to work out that well. Amy return. She says, I love. Okay. Jimmy and Chelsea. Chelsea says she was bummed how that conversation went, where he was really weird and she cried. And he apologizes. They make up. And then this is very thrilling, Ben. We get more question cards.
Love them.
What is this? Ultimatum season one? Heteronormative love? Like, what is this?
That's pretty weird.
Yeah.
Yep.
They just talk about beaches, and she says she looks like MGK's wife.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows who Machine Gun Kelly is, but not Megan Fox.
But not Megan Fox.
He is the more famous one.
I mean, at this point in their careers, you could maybe make an argument.
Yeah, maybe.
He hasn't done much in a while, you know.
But, like, come on.
Yeah.
She knows.
Did you see the way his eyes lit up, though, when she...
Dude!
It would have been funny if the second she said Megan Fox, he goes, will you marry me? Marry me!
Marry me!
I have the ring! Marry me!
I want one knee. But I just think this is in her nature. We know that she's a bit of an actress, like Megan Fox. She's a bit of a liar.
Yeah, she likes to do blood ceremonies like Megan Fox.
She's a gaslighter, okay? Like Megan Fox.
Does that gaslight? Is that a thing?
I'm sure she does.
She gaslit a transformer in the movie.
She did. She did.
The Molotov cocktail, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We know that Chelsea talks around things. She plays it cool. She plays it coy. She knows who Megan Fox is.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And we know how Jimmy felt after hearing that she looks like Megan Fox. He's on top of the world. That reminds me of that Lyle Crocodile song by Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
I'm on top of the world tonight. Ba, ba, ba. Love that movie.
Such a good movie.
Yeah.
When the dad comes in and the crocodile's like, oh, and he's like, and then the crocodile's like, nice to meet you. I'm Lyle. And the guy's like,
a talking crocodile. Is Javier Bardem in that movie?
Yeah,
he's his best performance.
Better than No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, he should have won the Oscar for Lyle Crocodile. You know, let's just recap Lyle Crocodile.
Dude, okay. We should.
First scene.
I'm looking for any excuse to rewatch.
There's a magic show. And there's a little crocodile named Lyle. All right. Whatever. Jessica's choked up, blah, blah, blah. All right. Jessica and Jimmy. Jessica is crying about missing Autumn and then says, don't worry, I miss her, but I love talking to you. And Jimmy asks what Autumn's personality like. And then, you know, Jessica just describes, you know, what every parent describes their 10-year-old child like, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a 10-year-old kid. You know,
sassy, serving.
Serving. She's kind of a jerk.
She's a queen. plays.
I stan my daughter. I have a fan account. And I have a bunch of burners attacking other daughters. It's the whole thing at the school. I talk about adoption, having more kids, foster care. They're vibing. And Jessica, they're feeling it.
You like me, huh? Ooh.
I think Ooh. Jessica might be a Shane fan.
Ooh. You like me, huh? Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Good sign.
Pretty good.
Who's come out? Whatever. I don't know. I feel like he's going to pick Chelsea, but I don't know if Chelsea will pick him.
Who, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy's going to pick Chelsea, I think.
Yeah. I think he's into Jessica.
She looks like Megan Fox, dude.
Yeah. She
looks like Megan compete Fox, with that, dude.
She doesn't have a 10-year-old child. He doesn't want the child.
Yeah. He's just leading her along.
Yeah.
Look, the second she said Megan Fox, it was over. It was over. Jessica should have come in with her own celebrity. She should have been like, well, I look like Princess Diana. And he would have been like,
Princess Diana.
With the crown and everything.
Trevor and Chelsea, they talk about sleeping with the AC on at 65 degrees and a fan on, just like somebody else I know. But
yeah, three box fans.
I like the AC at 65 degrees on too. Finally, some thrilling conversation to be had on Love is Blind.
It's easier to sleep when it's more chilly.
Yeah, we need some cold sleeping.
Yep.
Wow.
Love that conversation.
Let's talk about weather. You know, let's talk about what the weather is like today.
Okay.
Chelsea can picture that he's a large man. And he's like, shit, the experiment is ruined. And then she realizes that he has a mullet. She might have X-ray vision.
Yeah, she guessed it.
We thought Matt was Superman, but I think Chelsea is Superwoman.
Could be. Yeah. He just had that mullet vibe, whatever that vibe is.
Ben. Trevor asks a question in this scene that I think has never been asked on Love is Blind during or before filming before.
Mm-hmm. Are you okay mentally?
I don't think it's ever been asked before.
That's, you know, and that should be question number one, right? For everybody.
I don't think they've ever asked contestants that before.
Well, the producers do. And then when the contestants say no, they say you're cast.
Oh, yeah, right? They cast them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Johnny proposes.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, I was crying. The
jersey slide down onto his knee and he proposes.
Yes. I was crying the whole time. Yep.
Another normal, boring couple.
Yes. Enough. Why isn't anybody fun or funny, you know?
Yeah. Where's Shane? Bring him back.
Where's Cole? Where's, you know, somebody?
Johnny Bananas.
Yeah, where's Johnny Bananas? Where's Omarosa?
Oh, what I'd give to see Omarosa on this show.
Where's New York, you know? Where's Flava Flav? So many fun people that could be on this show.
Now, Flava Flav, he might have trouble with remembering people's names coming.
That would be the best part.
Gwen Stefani!
Matt and AD. Matt says he's going through it to AD because Amber left, and he says it's about him.
Yeah, I mean, he's the victim here, obviously.
He is. It's very hard for him. And AD says that she manipulated her reality. He does have superpowers, so that would make sense.
Yep. Yep.
Laura says the reveal for Flavor Flav would be priceless. Flavor Flav when he comes out. This is making sure that like probably like 50% of people would realize it was him. Some people would not know who Flavor Flav is, but most people would be like, am I talking to Flavor Flav? Yeah. There's no way he can hide it.
Yeah, you can't hide your voice.
Because he'd be coming and be like, yeah, boy.
I'm hearing all this ticking. Do you have like clocks around your neck?
He says that he's dated 15 women before. He said he was married to Bridget Nielsen. That's very interesting.
It's specific.
I feel like I've heard this life story before.
Oh, yeah. This is the part where Matthew says he thinks all of America is on his side. I think
because we are
American Idol or something.
I like how he's like sniffling and she asks him if he's crying or if he's sick and he just ignores the question. Yeah. So he doesn't lie.
I think that was a little theater. I really do.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, no, I'm doing coke. That's why I'm sniffling. It's the third option. And then he says he doesn't like the way that she sounds today. It's her fault. She's the wrong one.
She's an awful person for giving him a second chance.
Exactly.
Yep.
And then once she says she has a connection with someone else, he says he's done. He's sorry. And, you know, AD says, you sound devastated. Is it because Amber is gone? And he says, yeah, I feel like I broke someone's heart on national TV. And then I did the same thing yesterday. America's going to be watching. And I'm like, is this guy thinking he's going to pivot this to run for office?
Could be. Could be.
Could be.
You never know.
Wow. But AD, she's not feeling it.
Okay, bro.
I'm surprised she even gave him another meetup. I really am.
I think they probably forced her to.
Yeah.
She's way too nice, though. She really
is. I wish she'd respond to some of these things. But she, man, the amount of restraint she has.
She's always like, I'm sorry, too. I'm like, why? No.
Yeah, don't be sorry. Come
Stop.
On.
Stop.
He's a turd. Mm-hmm. Am I okay? Am I okay? Am I okay? What was that?
That was her just going, mm. I had to ask myself if I'm okay now that Matthew is gone. I'm having a hard time.
I'm not okay with it. This is like Shayna all over again.
I think America is in mourning with Matthew being gone from the show.
He better not be. He better
Amber
not.
And Matthew gone. It's a hard time.
I think he's taking a gamble in the hopes that he can have a Bliss like situation where he's meeting up at a restaurant in Charlotte.
Well, Bliss is goals, so that makes sense. Okay, Bliss is goals. Being your second choice is goals.
That's right, and he doesn't want to be a C-list celebrity, but he does want all of America behind him.
Yes, Bliss's goals. Her and Zach travel, and then they make posts about airlines complaining about them all the time. It's a very thrilling life. Yeah, Nicole says, editing department really made a mistake not showing Matthew talking to AD and then saying the same thing to Amber. I wanted to see it side by side at the same time and see if it's like directly lined up.
Oh, that could have been fun.
So much fun to be had. Let us in the room. Please. Then we'll do recap podcast criticizing ourselves. I really thought that he was going to come out into like a confessional and do the eye drops thing for the fake crying.
Oh, man. I was hoping. Yeah. I do think we did do a Love is Blind bingo, which you can find on our Instagram page, Reality Alert Podcast. And we did a bingo drinking game. And one of the slots was fake tears. I think you can cross that.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've hit a lot so far.
Yeah, we have.
We've hit so many.
If anyone has the updated number of ones we've hit, please do post it.
Yeah, I really hope we get a bingo.
Yes.
Matt then goes to men's quarters and say he's done and he's going to go get Amber. He's going to go get her. He's the new Boston Rob. He's found his Amber and this is what's going to happen.
I mean, just look at her. She's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
Okay, bro.
And that's the end of the episode.
I love quoting old school Survivor.
All right. Love is Blind season 6, episode 3. They're very happy sorry. Amy and Johnny, they meet and it's a cliffhanger. All right. Then we get to the next episode. They meet. They're very happy to see each other. What stood out to me was when they sit down and she said, she's very into these like dreams and wishes. And
right. Yeah.
So her dad had a dream that he saw her kids and they had two of them. So the pressure's on and they both had blondish brownish hair. I wonder if he wished upon a star for them.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. Not a triangle. It's more of a star.
Yeah.
Now, that was weird. That, like you said, the pressure's on now. If their kids don't have that hair, they're going to have to give them up for adoption.
Everything is fate with her. She's like, my grandma dreamed we'd have this parking spot. I'd be like, all right, can we just fucking go into Costco? Ugh.
I had this dream that we got a tax return for exactly $1,457.
I had a dream that we have to reupholster the couch. We really don't have the money for it. We have to. I had a dream about it. Please. I put in so much money because these dreams you're having. I just can't keep up. They're happy. I feel like it kind of is awkward at first, but then, they kind of settle into it. I'm feeling okay about how they're going to do.
Yeah. I mean, they're probably going to get married. It's just boring,
Yeah. I hope they don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Me too.
For their, cause I like them. So I hope they don't.
Yeah. Me too. They seem like good people. I hope they don't get married.
Yeah. For their sake.
Yeah, they seem really nice. They should not get married in 4 weeks. That'd be really stupid.
Yeah, no. Yeah. We don't want that for them.
No.
But we do for Matt and whoever gets to be with Matt.
Yes.
Yes.
What do you think about Laura's... Laura talks about some techniques she used to meet men. Now, the first one that she talks about is dropping things and asking guys to pick them up for her.
Yeah, that's never going to work.
Yeah, now
I'm gonna pick some crap up off the ground? No.
Yeah, now when she said dropping things, I thought she was doing like the bend and snap from Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
Now that is it. I thought she was saying like I would drop things and show off my ass. Now that I was like, that is the technique. Be like, oops, I dropped this. That would be hilarious.
Part of the lips, butts, and stuff.
Yeah, lips, butts, and stuff. Show off your specs. This isn't Love Is Blind.
Right. Right.
But I'm going to pick shit up for you.
But instead, it's now we have to do work. Now the men have to do work.
Also, oops, I dropped this. Pick it up for me. I'd be like, what are you going to do to me as I'm picking it up for you? Are you going to stab me? Are you going to pick my pocket?
I'd just be like, is this a TikTok? Where's the person with the phone?
Oh, yeah. I was in Trader Joe's and two kids. They were like nice young kids. And they were like, oh, can I show you a magic trick? And I was just like, I don't want to be recorded. Like, don't record me. That was the first thing I said.
Yeah.
But I said it more like politely than that, And then they were like, oh, no, we're recording. I just want to show you a magic trick. And I was like, oh, fine. And they showed me like a cool card trick. But I was like so aware of being like, what are you going to do to me? Like,
yeah,
I know you're going to fucking film me. But they actually didn't. They just showed me a cool card trick.
Like, was it sick?
It was really cool. Like, I love close-up magic. It was cool. But I was like, why are you asking to show me magic in the middle of a Trader Joe's?
Max, I hate to tell you this, but you are currently on the front page of Reddit.
I know.
And really. It says loser loves magic tricks.
Yeah, loser thought it was cool that a 7-year-old showed him a magic trick. I was like, that's really neat. Follow your dreams.
Sorry to tell you.
Dude, remember we went to the ninja restaurant and did close-up magic? That was sick.
That was so sick.
That was so sick. Podcast listeners, don't you remember when we all went to the ninja restaurant for my 29th birthday and there was close-up magic?
Yes. We are children. We did indeed, for Max's birthday, go to a ninja restaurant where everyone was dressed as ninjas and they did close-up magic for us.
And they would jump out and they would scare you. The food was pretty good and they had a good drink deal. Okay.
We do themed birthday parties every year.
We actually just threw out the light up laser sword when we moved. It was really sad.
Yeah.
It couldn't make the move. Kim's is one of my fondest memories.
Yeah.
All right. I totally lost my place in these notes. Okay. Oh, her other technique is where she just really intensely stare at the men. This is a good technique. Yeah. This one was really good. It doesn't matter how crazy you stare. Yeah.
You grind your teeth. Yeah.
You're single. A woman, you're at a bar. A woman's really intensely staring at you. It's on. Yeah. You're good to go.
Yeah.
That
she, it's a little like, scary though. It is also a little scary.
Yeah, that's hot, Ben. The scare, that's what's hot about it.
It's the fear.
The fear is, that's hot. The crazy is hot. She goes crazy as possible.
I have had friends in the past where they have a type, and the type is scary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Scary. That can work for a lot of guys. So yeah, if you drinks in you and you're like, you know, you're feeling weird, and then you get a girl across the bar and she's like, and you're like, okay, come, let's get it on.
She's like biting a raw chicken bone or something. Like that. She's going on a chain.
She's going feral. She's dressed like she's in the Flintstones. You know, it's like one of those things.
She's sniffing people's hands and legs. Yeah. Like...
Yeah, she's putting hieroglyphics on the wall of the bar and shit. It's sick. She should use that technique. We should DM her. Let's go feral. guys are into that shit.
Oh.
What the actual fuck is wrong with men?
Once again, 250 episodes, patreon.com/realityalert. We'll tell you all
Don't
about
judge
it.
Judge us for our love of ninja restaurants, okay?
It's like ninjas. But,
unbelievable.
Maybe she should dress up like a ninja and scare men.
Yes. It would work.
Okay, so Clay is crying because he feels he's a good guy and puts up a lot of defense mechanisms and he wants to be valued as a person.
It's weird. He's got quite the self-awareness, doesn't he? He's very self, very emotional guy, very sensitive guy.
But he just feels very manipulative to me.
You think he's so self-aware about his emotions that he's subconsciously using them to manipulate other people?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's both. I think he is a complicated person, but not in like a negative way.
I think that's okay to say. Yeah.
Yeah. I do think when it comes to AD, like I do think she's right that he's a player, and I don't think that he is someone that you shouldn't get married in this format, but you really wouldn't get married to someone like him at this stage in his life.
If he's that reflective or reactive, to the information that this other woman is dating another guy on a show where you date multiple people,
yes,
then that shows an emotional immaturity, and he could probably use a little more time to figure some shit out about himself before getting back out there to be in a serious relationship.
He's reflective and basically saying that he needs therapy and that he hasn't done it.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't directly say that, but he's like, I haven't gone to therapy. When you say I haven't gone to therapy, I feel like you're saying like, wow, maybe it would be good for me.
Yeah.
Well, maybe then you wouldn't want to enter a permanent relationship with somebody who hasn't done the work that they think that they need to do.
Right. Right.
Is what I see.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm not diagnosing him with? BPD, boring person disorder. I don't see that.
Not him.
Not
Johnny,
him.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Kenneth and Brittany.
Jimmy. So Clay and AD, they talk. He says he thought about her all night and he apologizes for cursing, but he says he was triggered by just being shocked and feeling like he wasn't doing enough. AD says Matthew tested her and played her and she was vulnerable and Clay didn't meet her compassion. He continues to apologize. Clay says this has been a good process for him because he hasn't done therapy, but he says he's getting better and was crying this morning. Ben, the experiment is curing him.
He's cured.
He cried. He doesn't need to go to therapy.
Great. And neither does Matthew, because he cried too.
Yeah, these guys don't need to go to therapy now. They just, the experiment works. It fixes men.
Yep. You cry once and you're cured.
Yeah, he's better.
Happy for him.
Yes. Clay says this is they talk about the journey they're going to take and that they always fight for each other and won't walk out on each other. So they're going to get married.
Yep. Yep.
Pretty much. Kenneth and Brittany have a paint and food date. They discuss that they're from different races. This is something that keeps being addressed. It doesn't seem like this is like looming. Though when it came up between Matthew and AD, when it seems like they might have gotten engaged, it seems like it was going to be like a point of tension. This doesn't seem like it's going to be a point of tension between
right. these two. Yeah, and we talked about this in the first episode in terms of like what it was like with Lauren and Cameron, where it was mentioned, but it wasn't in a way that it was going to be a huge.
Yeah, between Matt and AD, we were like, oh no, it's not. Yeah. She says she hopes he's not 5'4", and he says he is 5'4". But is he kidding or lying? Because I haven't seen him next to other people. But
yeah, I haven't seen him standing up once. He's always been sitting down and everything.
I saw him standing up during the proposal, and he didn't look 5'4 to me, but it's hard when
it was a low angle, though.
It's hard when you see him next to other people. He doesn't look 5'4", though, but maybe he is. He sounded serious about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think this could tear them apart.
I don't know if this is a mullet situation.
It would be very funny if during the reveal she was just like, I thought I could do it, but I can't. I can't do it.
Yeah. It hurts my neck to look down this.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I thought I was a good person, but.
Yes.
She is a wait until marriage to make love person. And he says he loves that because he wants God to bless them. Which is good, because otherwise they would go straight to hell. So that's really good, but they're not going to do it. Yeah.
By the way, this comment from Nicole, the LIB producer, is making sure we all see them eating this season.
Yeah.
A lot of food in these pods. It's everywhere.
Yes.
They're going to have like a buffet in these pods from now on.
Totally.
They come in and there's like a full-size turkey.
Lauren talks to Sunny and is like, I'm into Jeremy and I'm excited to see him today. And Sarah Ann has no idea she's into him too. So we have another love triangle going on here between Jeremy, Lauren, and Sarah Ann. So we really do have a lot of love triangles going on.
It really seems like Lauren, though, is going to be the one to come out, because she's featured a lot more than Sarah Ann.
Yes. And we do get Lauren and Jeremy in this next scene, where we find out that Jeremy has a sleep apnea machine, but I'm worried because he didn't bring it with him. I think that was a mistake. That's a long time to go without your CPAP mask. I don't wear one, but I think he should have brought it with him.
Yeah, he could die.
Yeah.
Right? Although I will say, I was listening to him talking about the sleep apnea and him saying that it's really, the machine is loud and everything. And I was like, that's some good noise, though.
Yeah.
To drown out. That's like some good white noise I could put next to my box fans as a sleep apnea machine.
I really like that. We should just get you one, and you can just like have it not on your face, but just in the background.
Yeah, but just running.
Yeah.
Maybe like a big generator too I could get or something. I don't know.
I liked this scene because it was sleep apnea mask acceptance shown on television.
Yeah, finally.
It's such a pet peeve of mine that it's always like shown in like comedies and stuff that like there's an annoying person, and then to heighten it, they're like, and they have sleep apnea and have to wear this mask. And it's like, they can't help it. They can't help that they have sleep apnea and have to wear a fucking mask. And her reaction is just like, oh, that's cute. Right. You know,
they did do that on the last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm with
exactly. They do it in everything. They're always like, and can you believe how annoying this person is? That they have sleep apnea. They're on so many shows.
Can you believe these idiots need to breathe to live?
No, I'm like, they can't fucking help it. But I get him not bringing it because I have to. I have TMJ and I have to sleep with like a mouth guard in.
Yeah.
And when me and Maria first started dating, I like wouldn't wear it and I wouldn't bring it with me. And then after, but it was just like a week. And then I was like, I have to bring it.
Like, what am I doing?
My jaw hurts so much. And she was like, this doesn't affect me at all. And I was like, well, good, because I'm dying.
She doesn't open your mouth while you're asleep.
I know. I don't know why. Take a
flashlight and look inside.
I don't know why. I don't know why it mattered.
Well, you know, he doesn't need that mask, though, dude, because he's not even going to be sleeping in Mexico, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Going to be up all night playing
programming the room game
three. Yeah.
He says that Lauren is his number one. And Sarah is in a similar boat, but she's the wild card.
You gotta have a wild card in there.
And we get a bunch of wild card things in this next scene.
It's a lot of Christmas talk.
Yes. We get a lot of Christmas talk with him and Lauren. Yes. About their holiday plans and stuff. Yeah.
It's Christmas in February on Love is Blind.
Yes, a lot of Christmas.
I liked how at first they were both like, I hate Christmas. And then the conversation switched by the end of it to where they were both like, I can't wait to have Christmas with you and our kids. And we're all making cookies and singing Christmas carols by the fire.
Dude, it was like the Grinch stole Christmas, you know? Their hearts grew.
Except we got it all in like about 45 seconds.
It was so beautiful. I am so ready for Christmas now.
It's just around the corner. Start making your list. Make it now. Check it twice. Check it thrice.
But Jeremy and Sarah Ann, this is where things get very interesting. I think there were some red flags here. Some of them were red flags. Maybe maybe Confederate red flags potentially could be there. I'm not sure. It could be. I don't know.
I'm surprised she didn't get cut out of this season.
Yeah. All right. I'm just going to say it now. If I was him, I would say, where were you on January 6th? That's all I'm going to say.
This was the lingering question last season. Yes.
All right. When somebody says, I'm a huge patriot, you have to ask the question. Patriot is not a good thing to say.
Yeah. Now, let's say if like Bill Belichick had said it, it'd be a different thing.
Yeah, maybe. But that's a deal breaker too, because they're a Boston Patriots fan.
Yes. Yeah.
That's even worse, Ben.
People don't like the football team.
Yeah. So Sarah Ann she's worried about her Botox is slipping.
Yeah, that's a concern.
Yeah.
That's a real concern.
And she says she gets lip fillers because she loves taking pictures, and her husband has to be down with taking lots of pictures for her. So Jeremy would have to know that he's going to be her part-time photographer.
Yes. I mean, that is a dream scenario for an influencer, is to be in a relationship with a photographer. Yeah.
Yes. He then asks how many Instagram followers she has. And she says 4,000. And he's aghast at that. And she's like, but that's because I only have like 31,000 TikTok followers.
Yeah, just casually slides that just out.
Casually.
There.
And he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But maybe he's into this because that could help him get more followers, which might be why he's on the show.
Folks, follow us on Instagram. Reality Alert Podcast on TikTok, also Reality Alert Podcast, and on Twitter, or I guess they call it X now, Reality Alert _.
So fun. And then it's interesting, the producers have always said in the pods there is tons of political conversation,
they don't show it too often.
We don't show it, which, you know, I've always appreciated, because of course these conversations happen, but like, it just kind of cuts things off. I don't really get why they showed this. Maybe these two do get together and this comes up a lot and it's unavoidable.
Yeah. I mean, we did have the precedent set a couple seasons ago with Bartice.
Yeah, with abortion.
And then there was the whole commotion last year with full-on couples, a couple of them, maybe more, being not shown, and it maybe may or not be having to do with something politically.
That's true.
So who knows what the producers are thinking here with wanting to show some of that stuff earlier.
So you're saying she was definitely an insurrectionist?
Yeah. We're going to find out at some point.
Oh, Mystery Fence asked, do we think Sarah Ann also allows one abortion hall pass like Bartice? Yeah, definitely. That's definitely what I was reading.
Just one. That's all you get.
Oh, Bartice.
Bartice is our shithead.
Yep. All right. Well, anything else about Sarah Ann? A real treat.
I'd just mostly prefer not to talk about her.
Yep, that's what I would say. I think Mystery Friends really summed her right up. Kenneth tells Ariel that our best friend Ariel that he thinks Brittany has blonde hair. Do you think he's going to be disappointed when she's not blonde?
Yes, absolutely. If you have that in mind going in, and then you see brunette and you're like,
ugh. I hope it's like a sugar butt situation where it's like, I thought you were going to be blonde. You were talking like you were blonde and your hair was too brown.
I thought you were going to have sugar on your butt. There's gonna be some regret.
What regret?
There's gonna be some people who are not into the other person. It's gonna be plenty.
Oh, sugar.
I will say not Jesse though, because he is getting his Megan Fox after all.
Jesse
what's his name?
Blow King Jimmy.
Jimmy.
The Blow King.
I see. I still got Uncle Jesse on the mic.
Yeah, I was like,
Jesse and the Rippers, baby.
If only Uncle Jesse was on the show.
I wish.
Jessica tells Mackenzie, our girl Mackenzie, who we stan, that's my person. I've never heard that on the show before. What does that mean? And I love him so much. And it a professional.
Her brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who it is. In confessional, she says, I want to have my babies, and that she wants to do a heel click. Ben, can you do a heel click?
Yeah.
I can. It reminds me of freshman year, a high school musical. I was in Gypsy, and they had me play the ass of the cow in a scene.
Did they really?
Yes. So I was like bent over as the ass of the cow. And they asked me to do.
Was your head the butt or was the your butt the butt?
My butt was the butt. I was the ass of the cow.
Okay.
They asked me to do a double heel click as the ass of the cow. And I was like, I can't do a single heel click standing up. How am I going to do the fucking double heel click? Can you do a single heel click as the cow? I'm like, you want me to do a heel click bent over, you fucking idiot? Ridiculous, Ben. Ass of the cow heel click. Try it.
I'm sure the director just wasn't having any of that. They were like, you call yourself an actor and you're saying no to me?
She was threatened by my talent. Threatened by it. I had an audition for a TV pilot, and so I missed a rehearsal, and then I came back, and she was like, and I was like telling people about it. She was like, Max, that's really cool and all, but you should really think about your commitment to the high school drama club. I was like, what is your problem?
Yeah. Now please go back to being the cow's ass.
Yeah, you should really think about your commitment to being the cow's ass.
Yeah. When you eat, drink, and sleep, you are that cow's ass.
Yeah, you should really think about your commitment to being the cow's ass. You should really decide between what your priorities are in this life.
I want you to really milk this role.
Yeah, you should really think about it. You shouldn't have gone to that audition. You should have been really focusing on being the cow's ass. So Jimmy and Jessica, they have a, ooh, this is exciting, a wine and charcuterie date. And Ben, what do they bring up here? They bring up...
Love is wine.
Love is wine.
Love is wine. And what do I have here today? Ooh, I have the Love is Wine Chardonnay from Cupcake Vineyards. This is not a sponsored. I just bought this at the local grocery store.
We love sponsoring all these items. That's we love
that. We would take sponsorship, though, but we thought, you know, it's on the show. It came out. What if I taste tested it?
Yeah. You're going to chug the whole thing.
I'm going to chug the whole thing.
Is it chilled?
It is chilled. I put it in the fridge.
Okay.
It's still cold from Chardonnay. I have my gold goblet here.
Okay.
And I'm pouring it in as we speak.
This is great audio only podcasting.
Yeah, but I can describe the flavor, you know.
Oh, you better.
Okay, I'm
I want to hear the gurgling and the swishing in your mouth.
I haven't tasted it yet. Okay.
Yeah. Hints of blind, hints of love. What do we have?
You know, it's not bad. For $11 bottle of wine. It's dry, a little oaky, and it like no bite, and it's a little. It's not great. Actually,
juice.
It is a little juicy. You know, it's actually not very good.
Wow. It's not good. What a whole
culture. I mean, it's so good. Please sponsor us.
What a roller coaster this was.
It's so good. It's
not good. You know what? It's really not good.
It's amazing. It's not good. It's not good.
Maybe you have to chug it. Then it gets better.
Mm. Maybe it'll open up more as I drink it.
Yeah. That's what
maybe I'm just waiting for it to open. Maybe I should have sniffed it before I drank it.
Probably.
The bottle is cool. You know, all I can say is
love is wine.
Love is wine.
Love is wine, Ben. I want to marry you, Jimmy Juice, and have my babies. Oh my God. On them.
You know what? I'm going to start making t-shirts that says, I don't need to be in a relationship because I'm already in a relationship with my wine.
With my wine, Ben. That's so original.
Those shirts already exist, I guarantee you.
Yeah, it definitely does. Ben, what's your social media following like?
Oh, I thought you were gonna say social security number.
Ben, what's your social security number like?
Well, there's numbers.
What's your social media following like? And I'm not talking about who follows you, apparently. Who do you follow?
I follow reality TV contestants because
that does not work for me because a lot of those are half naked women. Say, yeah, I will say
that is true. It's actually funny when I'm in public and I go onto the Reality Alert Instagram account, and there will be you're scrolling through, and it's like all these reality influencers like showing off their butts and stuff, and everybody's
butts and stuff,
butts and lips and stuff, and yeah, it's like people are like, "Oh, this guy is creeping over here."
Let's see who you're going to have to unfollow. Francesca Ferrego, that's definitely one to be unfollowed.
No. We don't need to unfollow her. Yeah. She's really important. She's really important to the universe of Netflix, Max.
Yeah. She helps us out a lot. We cover a lot of her shows.
No. She was on Perfect Match. It's canon. It's all canon.
What the actual fuck is wrong with men?
We don't need to unfollow her.
No, dude.
we have to keep up on the news and the gossip.
Yeah, we need to follow these contestants. They really
have to.
Yeah, this was very interesting. She doesn't want him to lust for anyone but her, but it's not insecurity. He can appreciate the female body, but if he thinks about anyone sexually,
yes,
he's canceled.
Yes.
No lusting.
If if they're at an R-rated movie and there's a sex scene on the TV, on the screen, he better close his eyes. I tell you.
I saw a video about that, about a Twitter post, and this person was had her husband with her, and he was covering his eyes.
What? No,
it was a nude scene, and then his shoulder, he had his head on his shoulder. And she was giving advice on what to do during nude scenes in our movies.
Oh God.
And then people were like, maybe it's sex addiction. And then all these OnlyFans content creators were like, or maybe it's porn addiction, were like, porn addiction does not exist. Okay. But they were clearly all OnlyFans creators. So they had extreme bias.
My my fundamentalist parents when I was a kid made me close my eyes during The Matrix Reloaded when Trinity and Neo were having sex.
Okay, but how old were you though?
I don't know.
Okay.
Probably 11 or something, right, 10 or 11.
But they let you watch Matrix Reloaded?
Yeah.
That's sick.
For some reason, very okay with violence. Very
well. That movie, isn't that movie allegorical?
Yeah, I mean, all of them are.
That's the connection.
Yeah,
it's very Christian. Those movies.
He's Jesus. Neo. He's the one.
Yes, it's like the Chronicles of Narnia for a new generation.
Some of the only books I was allowed to read as a child.
Just like those books, I missed the whole thing until it was explained to me. I was like, oh, yeah.
Okay. Lion is Jesus.
Oh, I could see that. I just thought it was sick. Same The Matrix. I was like, I thought it was cool. Oh, right.
The Matrix wasn't about Jesus, though. You know that, right?
Well, it wasn't, but wasn't it at the end, wasn't it kind of Jesus-y?
No, it's just hero's journey.
No, but wasn't
it's all hero's journey. It's Harry Potter, Harry Potter, Luke Skywalker. All the chosen ones.
Everybody loves this. The final Matrix. Didn't they have some Jesus meta? Not the third Matrix. Didn't they make it kind of the end? Wasn't it kind of Jesus-y?
He was being lifted up or whatever by all
cross-like or something.
A little bit, but
okay.
That's all hero's journey, in my opinion.
It was there were the apostles and the Last Supper and Mary. What's her face was Mary Magdalene and the twins. Stuff like that. Okay, we got to get back to the show. We have to. So he says that he does not follow half naked women on social media. Which is good because he's a Scorpio and Scorpios are loyal. They are good boys.
Yes. This is, you don't need any experience in a relationship. You just need to know what sign they are. And that's going to guide you.
Yeah. Dude, this wine is getting better the more that I drink it.
Huh. It's funny how that works.
It's weird.
Alcohol is kind of weird like that, isn't it?
Hmm. I have another bottle, too. Maybe I'll get that out. So she tells him that he is the person to his face, but she wants him to continue dating other people because when he chooses her, she wants him to have no doubt, and she wants to be the first round draft pick. So when she says this, I am like, okay, so the whole Instagram thing, it's not like she's an overly jealous person. She just doesn't want him, looking at softcore porn.
I guess.
I guess. But it's kind of funny. It's just like,
oh, yeah.
But it also it would be embarrassing if your friends start following someone and then they look at who he follows and he's just following bikini babes.
There's 20 Megan Fox fan accounts.
Yeah, it's why is your boyfriend a creep? It's you represent me in our relationship and you're weird. He follows like the public side of OnlyFans accounts on Instagram. It's like, can you at least have a burner? But he says she has him hooked. So Chelsea and Jimmy, they have a sushi date. Okay, haven't seen this before. Chelsea starts this out saying it sucks hurting people and instantly starts crying. And I think she's about to break up with him.
It kind of sounds like it. Yeah.
But then she doesn't.
I think she's all about Jimmy the Juice.
Oh, she is. She's really into it. Are you asking me to play the sound?
And did you know that they both love life? Did you know that?
Yeah.
They both love living. This is something very unique. And I'm surprised they were able to find each other in this sea of this mess here. You know, and they found another person that actually likes living life.
Well, that's why we connect, because we don't. So that's the thing.
Well, that's why it's so weird to me.
Yeah, I'm like, what is there to like?
I don't get it.
I don't understand. They continue to bury the hatchet, and he once again is like, don't worry, you had the least heavy news about you being divorced. Like, this other chick has a kid, and like, gross, right? Am I right? Gross.
And you look like Megan Fox.
Yeah.
So you trust me, you're good. You don't need to worry. You're the front runner.
Yeah. You're the real number one draft pick. She cries and says, this is exactly what I came for. You're everything I've ever wanted in my life. But he doesn't have a mullet.
I know.
He could. I guess she knows he could. That's what she's holding out for.
He can't grow that thing in a month before the wedding day. There's no way.
I can't get enough of you. I can't live without you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Jimmy has swag. It's very impressive.
Yeah. He's got the juice.
He does have the juice. So Trevor and Chelsea. Trevor says he has narrowed it down to one and is only talking to her. He is all in on dog girl.
Yes. Now that Amber left, just her. How many men are going to be revealed to have also talked to Amber and saying the same things to Amber that they were to other women?
He says, I don't want to ask you to narrow it down to one. He says he bets no other people feel the same way about you. He says he could see himself marrying her. She says, life without you would be so much fun. You know, it would just be so fun together because they love life too.
Yeah. And he loves her
too. Yes, that came out.
Her heart.
Yeah, she said she can't find the words to reply, and he's like, well, I can think of at least one that you could say to me.
You could say two. You could say ditto.
Starts with an I, ends with you.
Yeah. I don't think she
Trevor's gonna get his big old heart broken.
Yeah. She's like, that's what really nice. This is a really nice thing for you to say to me.
Yeah. Jessica and Trevor are both gonna have broken hearts after this.
Yeah, he just doesn't have the juice.
Nope.
He's not the most
he might be juicing though.
Yeah,
he might be juicing.
Yeah, in actuality, he has the juice.
He definitely does.
He's a big bump with knobs, you know.
If I were to give a designation of the Mark McGuire of Love Is Blind, I would go with Trevor.
I'm always judged because I do steroids. I don't understand. get to the women's quarters, and Chelsea is crying and says, Trevor just told me he loved me, and I'm so used to guys being mean to me. He's so emotional. And all of the women surround her, and it's very, like, you know, Midsommar-y, you know, like everyone's around her as she's crying, you know. They're all holding her back and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she says he keeps asking about Jimmy because they talk and this is hard. And Jessica just walks away and is standing there in the kitchen with her arms crossed, you know.
Ooh.
She's like, ooh, am I going to be?
Ooh.
Am I going to be the number one draft pick? And that's how we end off.
Will I be Caleb Williams? Only time will tell.
Will I be Victor Wembanyama? Will I be? Well, you know, we got through it. We got through everything.
No, we didn't. We still have three more episodes.
Yeah, well, today we did.
So, yeah, we'll see you tomorrow, folks.
Probably. Yes.
Yeah.
Probably.
We'll be live once again on YouTube, Twitch, X, and Instagram.
Insta. How fun has that been?
So please do join us, follow us on those platforms. We are so happy to be back. Happy to see all of our friends in the chat again. Love to see you guys.
Yeah. And it's great to be back. Make sure to subscribe to us on patreon.com/realityalert. Leave us a voicemail at 1-804-BAD-BOYS and we'll play it on the podcast and we'll talk to it. That'll be really fun. So we'll see you all tomorrow. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.